The proposed map implements new zoning classifications approved by the Assembly late last year. There are new areas for land that would be called waterfront industrial or light industrial, as well as a new district for downtown commercial land. The development code passed by the Assembly in December also would make changes for land that isn't seeing a big switch in its zoning classification. For example, owners of residential land can now look into a detached second dwelling or tiny home on their property with size restrictions. Petersburg's Planning Commission held a hearing on the proposed map this month. One local landowner testifying was Harold Medallin.
I think the whole thing needs to be revisited, and I think it's unconscionable that you haven't sent a thing out to every property owner in town detailing exactly what the changes are to their zoning and what the allowed uses will be, because this has been presented as streamlining and allowing more uses and things like that. You know, and we don't want tiny houses. We want to have to be able to continue to use the property as we've been using it.
The borough did send out a general letter to every landowner in Service Area 1, or the old city limits of Petersburg, notifying them of the zoning map change and the process for reviewing the new map. Planning commissioners urged Medallin to bring up his concerns about changes to specific land parcels. They also asked for concerns and opposition in writing so they could consider making changes for their next meeting in March. Others testifying wanted assurances that they could continue to use their land as it's currently zoned or if they're permitted for a non-conforming use. Existing uses of land would be grandfathered in and wouldn't have to change because of the new map. The new zoning, however, will impact new uses of land in town. Commission Chair Chris Fry tried to explain some of the motivation for the new map.
We're trying to deal with where we have a lot of non-conforming uses and conflicting uses in the same area and trying to make it so that we're not impacting neighbors as much and everything else. So that's kind of the idea of some of the zoning changes, is to try to make it more closer to what the way the property is being used now to make it so that there's less conflict.
The new map also seeks to implement some of the recommendations from the borough's 2016 comprehensive plan. Some single-family residential land near downtown would be changed to medium-density residential with some smaller lot sizes allowed. Other residential land would be zoned for high-density residential use. That would allow for a variety of development, including duplexes, townhomes, multifamily housing, mobile homes, and manufactured home parks. The 2016 plan recommended changes to allow for more rental housing and more affordable living space in town. Other land in the area has been unclassified and would be changed to industrial land, another need noted by the comprehensive plan. One of those parcels on the airport bypass road belongs to Jean Ellis. She asked the commission to leave her parcel without a zoning classification.
At this time, I don't know what the highest and best use of that property will be at some point in the future, and don't believe that this is the time to make that decision.
The Planning Commission expects to vote on its recommendation on the proposed map, including any possible changes, on March 12th. That recommendation goes on to the Borough Assembly, which will be considering three readings of an ordinance to approve the map. That review is scheduled to start April 1st with a final vote May 20th. In addition, the Assembly can make any future specific changes to zoning with another three readings of an ordinance. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.